The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
Some encounters stay with you not because they're dramatic or violent, but because they arrive so early in your life that they imprint on your memory the way a first language does. For him, the paranormal wasn't something he discovered. It was something that greeted him, called him, before he even knew what fear was. He was 4, maybe 5 years old. His parents were missionaries, and the family was back in the United States, staying at his grandparents' house for a short time. It was nighttime, quiet, the kind of stillness that old houses settle into after everyone has gone to sleep. He was alone in a small bedroom, tucked into bed, drifting between dreaming and waking. That's when he heard it. A voice. Soft, familiar, unmistakably warm. Henry. His mother's voice. He blinked awake, rubbed his eyes, and said, half asleep, "What, Mom?" The room was dark, door shut tight, but he wasn't thinking about that. At 4 years old, if you hear your mother call you, you answer. A few seconds passed, and again the voice came. "Henry." This time, he spoke louder. "What, Mom?" Silence followed. A silence that stretched just long enough for uneasiness to settle in his stomach. And then a third time, the voice called his name. Same tone, same warmth. "Henry." He sat up and yelled, "What, Mom?" But nothing responded. No footsteps, no door opening, no tired parent appearing in the doorway. Just quiet. Eventually, the stillness lulled him back to sleep, his small body too tired to keep questioning something that didn't quite fit. The next morning, he found his mom in the room where his parents were staying. He told her what happened, expecting some explanation, a sleepwalking moment, a check-in, something. But she stared at him with confusion. "I never called you," she said. That was the first moment in his life where the world stretched beyond the edges he'd been taught to trust, but not the last. When he was 6 or 7, the family was overseas in Amsterdam. His uncle had died suddenly. They flew back for the funeral, but no one had told him the truth, not yet. They knew how much he adored that uncle, how he wrestled with him, laughed with him, saw him as his hero. To a child, losing someone like that is losing a piece of your world. So they kept it from him, thinking it would soften the blow. He remembers walking into the funeral home, still unsure who the service was for. He scanned the room instinctively, looking for his uncle's face, but he wasn't there. When the family began lining up to pay their respects, he followed, still confused. He reached the casket and stood on his toes to see inside. And that's when the world slipped sideways. The man lying there wasn't his uncle. This man had long, dark brown hair and a goatee. He looked older, different, unfamiliar. He stared, puzzled, thinking, "Who is that?" He stepped back, went to sit down, still processing the moment. Then his cousins arrived, confused as he was. "Who died?" they asked. "Frankie," someone said. "Frankie, his uncle." But the man in the casket wasn't Frankie. Something wasn't right. He walked back up to the casket again, needing to see with his own eyes. And the second time he looked, the man lying there was his uncle. Clean-shaven, black hair, exactly as he remembered, exactly as he loved. He didn't forget the first face. He couldn't. He still sees it clearly in his mind. Years later, he wondered if it was some kind of sign, something spiritual stepping in, showing him his uncle was safe, showing him heaven in a form he could understand. He didn't have the answers. He still doesn't, but he knows what he saw, and there's no explanation that fits neatly into what the world calls normal. Time passed, life moved, but the strange moments kept coming. He was 13 and living in Moreno Valley, California, when the next experience unfolded, one that didn't just confuse him, but terrified him. He was asleep in his bed when a pressure at his feet woke him. At first, it felt small, like someone had rested a hand or placed something lightly on the blanket. He blinked, unsure if he imagined it. Then the pressure came again, heavier this time, enough to depress the mattress. He could see it sinking, where nothing visible was sitting. Could feel the weight through the blankets. That tore him out of bed. He bolted down the hallway straight into his parents' room. The next morning, his dad pulled him aside with a seriousness he rarely saw. He said their dog, the one who slept outside, had woken him up in the middle of the night by barking frantically at the sliding glass door to their bedroom. When his dad opened his eyes, he saw a black mass hovering over him, a dark figure. No features, no outline of a face, just a dense, shadowed shape hanging in the air. When his eyes locked on it, the thing shot out of the room straight into the hallway, straight toward the direction of his room. As soon as he heard that, everything clicked. The pressure on the bed, the sink of the mattress, and the feeling of being watched. People came to bless the room soon after. But fear doesn't vanish on command. For weeks, he slept in the living room. But that's where the next strange thing began. At night, just as he was drifting towards sleep, he heard singing. A choir. Not faint, not distant, but clear, layered voices, beautiful harmony rising like something sacred. He checked the TV. Off. Checked the radio. Off. Walked into his old room, everything silent. But the music continued. Night after night, for a week straight, the voices returned. Soft, melodic, comforting in a way he had no language for. He remembered hearing actual lyrics, though he could never recall the words after waking. But the feeling stayed. Peace. Warmth. Like someone had surrounded him with safety after weeks of fear. He fell asleep each night to those harmonies, letting them pull him toward dreams without dread. It was the first time the unknown felt protective, but it wouldn't be the last time something impossible reached across the dark toward him. The choir faded after that week, just as suddenly as it had come. No warning, no gradual dimming. One night, the voices were there, luminous and layered, and the next, the house slipped back into ordinary silence. He never heard them again, but he always remembered the comfort they brought him, like someone, or something, had stepped in to shield him exactly when he needed it most. Life kept moving, and he kept growing. Eventually, the family left Moreno Valley behind, but the strange things didn't stay there. They never had. By the time he turned 15, he found himself in Victorville, staying the night at a friend's house. A normal evening, nothing strange, just teenagers killing time, trying to stretch the night as long as they could before anyone's parents demanded bed. His friend's older sister was outside with some of her friends on the driveway, talking and laughing, the way teenagers do, when they feel just old enough to pretend they're adults. He and his buddy went out to join them, or at least hang around them, close enough to belong, far enough not to meddle. One of the guys was holding a beer bottle, casual in his stance, leaning against the hood of his car. He set the bottle down on the metal, still talking, still joking. That's when the bottle started to move, not tip, not wobble, spin, slow at first, like someone barely nudged it. Everyone glanced at it, murmured something about the wind or the angle of the hood. But then it spun faster, picking up speed, turning into a blur of brown glass whipping across the hood like an invisible hand was flicking it again and again and again. Then it tipped, rolled, and spun wildly out of control. The guy snatched it, eyes wide, face pale. He stared straight at him and said, "Did you see that?" And he simply replied, "Yeah." There was nothing else to say. What explanation could they possibly offer? You can brush off footsteps in an empty hallway. You can rationalize shadows. You can excuse a feeling. But a bottle spinning violently on flat metal? There's no easy escape from that. These were the kinds of events that followed him. Not constant, but consistent. Enough to remind him the world had corners he didn't fully understand. And then came Hemet, California. His most recent home, another quiet night. Everything ordinary. He was getting ready for bed, performing the same simple routine he did every night. Washing his face, brushing his teeth, thinking about the next day, running through mental checklists. Nothing unusual, and then movement. Not behind him, and not beside him, but right in front of him. The shower curtain, which had been perfectly still a second before, suddenly swung as if someone ran a hand forcefully across it. Not a gentle sway, not an accidental brush of air, a push. He froze, toothbrush still in hand, staring at the curtain as it settled back into place. No one else was in the bathroom. No window was open. No vent was blowing. It shouldn't have moved, but it did. He stood there for several seconds, the quiet buzzing in his ears, letting the reality of the moment settle. There was no fear this time. Just that familiar electric awareness he'd felt throughout his life. The sense that something unseen had stepped close enough to touch the fabric of the world. This was the pattern, small moments, strange ones, impossible ones. They always arrived like this, brief, potent, unmistakable. He never asked for them, never invited them, never pursued the paranormal with ceremony or obsession, but it always found him anyway. It seemed to thread through the major moments of his life, appearing in different cities, different houses, different continents. No matter where he went, something traveled with him or found him. And sometimes the experiences weren't frightening at all. They were comforting, protective, even miraculous, like the day he prayed for his lost dog. He remembers that afternoon vividly. He had just finished watching a TV show about a boy whose dog returned to him after being lost. Something in that story touched him deeply, stirred something raw in him. His own dog had been gone for months. He missed him, missed the loyalty, missed the sound of paws on the floor, missed the uncomplicated love of a creature that simply wanted to be near him. So he went outside, looked up at the sky, and prayed, "God, can you send me back my dog?" That night, he fell asleep on the living room couch, and he dreamed he found his dog again, running, barking, jumping with joy as if no time had passed at all. The barking grew louder and louder, echoing through the dream, until he woke up. and he still heard the barking, real barking, urgent, familiar. He ran to the backyard. In the quiet darkness, standing on the other side of the fence was his dog, alive, safe, barking at him just the way he had in the dream. Moments like that don't fade. They carve themselves into your understanding of the world. They make you believe there's something beyond coincidence, something beyond logic, something willing to answer a child's prayer in the language of miracles. These experiences didn't all frighten him. In fact, most carried a kind of strange, steadying reassurance. Not all paranormal encounters are threats. Not all shadows intend harm. Sometimes the unknown shows itself with gentleness. Sometimes it returns what was lost. But the pattern, the unmistakable thread running through his life, was that something always seemed to be there, watching, responding, reaching toward him in moments of vulnerability or fear or grief or wonder. And as he grew older, he started to realize something. The paranormal didn't just touch his life, it shaped it. These weren't random events. They weren't isolated. They weren't the overactive imagination of a child. They were a relationship between him and something he still didn't fully understand. And that relationship wasn't over, not by a long shot. The older he got, the more clearly he could see the pattern, how all those scattered moments across his childhood weren't random, but connected. A thread running through the years, weaving itself into his life with a consistency he didn't ask for, but couldn't ignore. Some people spend their whole lives never seeing anything truly unexplainable. Others chase the paranormal, searching abandoned places with flashlights and recorders, hoping for a whisper or a shadow. He never had to search, it always found him. And now at 25, he can look back and trace it. Every voice, every vision, every impossible moment, mapped across different states and countries, stitched into different homes, but always circling back to him. Almost as if whatever was out there recognized him before he recognized it. And the strange thing? None of it feels finished. He still thinks about that first experience, being 4 years old, hearing his name whispered in the dark with his mother's voice. There's something particular about a spirit using a familiar tone. It's not random. It's not accidental. It's intentional. It's personal. Whoever or whatever called him that night wanted him to respond, and he did. It's almost like a door cracked open then, a door he didn't know existed. And once something like that opens, it rarely closes again. He thinks about Amsterdam, too, about standing over a casket and seeing a stranger's face instead of his uncle's, about the way that stranger vanished the moment he looked again. There was no fear in that moment, just confusion and a strange kind of awe, like he'd glimpsed something sacred. The face he saw didn't feel malicious. It felt meaningful, purposeful. To this day, he's convinced it was something divine, a sign, a reassurance, a reminder that the world is bigger than grief. And then Moreno Valley, where the experiences turned physical. The pressure on his bed, the shadow over his father, the dog barking furiously at something no human could see. He remembers how terrified he felt sleeping in that house, how he moved his blankets to the living room floor just to put more walls between himself and whatever was pressing down near his feet each night. And yet, just when he reached his breaking point, the choir arrived, soft, beautiful, otherworldly, like someone had decided he'd had enough fear and needed comfort. Night after night, those voices wrapped around him, soothing him in a way no parent or prayer could. He still doesn't know who they were. Angels, maybe. Spirits. Residual energy from something ancient. But whatever they were, they drowned out the fear. And then there was the night his dog returned. You don't forget something like that. You don't forget praying for something lost and waking up to find it. Literally calling your name from beyond the fence. That kind of moment rewires something inside you. It plants belief in the kind of soil logic can't touch. By the time his late teens rolled around, he learned something important. Not all paranormal experiences come from the same place. Some feel heavy, dark, cold, like the shadow that sat on his bed. Others feel warm, hopeful, miraculous, like the choir, the returned dog, the face in the casket. It wasn't one entity following him. It wasn't one presence. It was many. And the final experience, the most recent one, was a reminder that whatever world hums beneath this one hasn't let go of him yet. He was standing in his bathroom, brushing his teeth, winding down after a long day. Nothing in the room moved, nothing unusual, just the soft buzz of the light and the routine stillness of night. Then the shower curtain swung, not lightly, not gradually. It jittered sharply, the way fabric moves when someone rushes a hand across it, like someone was standing inside the tub, pushing it outward. He turned instinctively, expecting to see someone behind him. But the bathroom was empty. The air was still. And yet, he could feel it, that unmistakable sense of presence, the static in the room shifting, the quiet stretching itself too thin. Moments like that don't leave you. They settle into your memory and wait. He knows he hasn't seen the last of the paranormal. He knows there's more coming. He can feel it the way some people feel storms in their bones, and he isn't afraid. Not anymore. Maybe it's because he's lived with these experiences long enough that fear isn't the instinctive reaction it used to be. Maybe it's because some of the encounters were protective. Maybe it's because he recognizes that the supernatural isn't always dark, isn't always malicious, isn't always something to run from. Sometimes it's a voice calling your name in the dark. Sometimes it's a choir pulling you through fear into peace. Sometimes it's a dog coming home after months of absence. Sometimes it's a curtain moving to remind you you're not alone. He isn't naive. He knows not every spirit has good intentions. He's seen the dark side, felt the pressure of something heavy pressing into his mattress, heard the fear in his father's voice when he described the shadow hovering over him. But he's also seen the other side of the coin, enough to know that the unseen world is as layered and complex as the living one. And the question he's left with isn't, why me? He already knows the answer. Some people are born sensitive. Some people are born open. Some people, whether through heritage, personality, or something soul deep, are more attuned to the thin places between worlds. He's one of them. He's lived in multiple countries, multiple cities, multiple homes, but the activity never stayed behind when he moved. It traveled with him or found him again. Because whatever separates his world from theirs, it's thin around him, thinner than most. And at 25, with more experiences behind him than most people collect in a lifetime, he finally understands something. He's not just witnessing the paranormal. He's connected to it. Every voice, every vision, every shadow is every miracle. Pieces of the same unseen world brushing up against his own. He doesn't know what he'll encounter next. He doesn't know where it will happen, but he's certain of one thing. The story isn't ending. It's continuing. And whatever waits in the unseen knows his name.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games
all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. no hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.